Welcome to episode 4 of the Legendary Momentum Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Webb. Today, we're going to talk just a little bit about the process. I'm a huge NBA fan. I've kind of been watching NBA for probably since I was about 5-6 years old. My brother and I used to watch it together. And if you're an NBA fan, you know the 76ers, the Philadelphia 76ers, have been using this phrase called the process. And so what that means to them is that they've been building slowly through the draft, you know, drafting younger players, through signing younger players, that kind of thing, and taking their time and building towards being able to contend for a championship, because that's the ultimate goal in any sport, is to win the championship. And so they kind of term their rebuild, as so to speak, their, you know, build up, their push to become good again as the process. And also, if you're an Alabama football fan, you know Nick Saban, the head coach there, likes to use that phrase, through the process. And so for him, you know, that's their weekly, day in, day out, daily grind to get better, to do the right thing on every play to become better as a football team. So that phrase, the process, is not mine. And then those are just two examples from the sports world, which I enjoy because I love sports. For me, when I say the process, I mean, think about the task that you're working on. Maybe the dream that you're pursuing. Maybe it's just your daily job. Maybe it's, you know, kids' homework. Whatever the task is. For most of us, we like to finish. I, you know, used to write to-do lists down and check them off. And I don't know if you're like me, but if you are, you probably wrote things that you've already done and then marked it off just to feel better. I used to do that all the time. I don't do that anymore. So, but anyway, and so a lot of times our focus is on finishing, our focus is on getting done. And so what that does, I think, is kind of takes away from what's happening in that moment. And so after a short break here, I want to touch on that just a little bit more. So to enjoy the process, I feel like we need to do a couple things. The first thing I think we need to do is really stop thinking about finishing. And again, I want you to finish. I want you to complete your goal. I want you to complete your task. But what I want you to do, maybe try this today on something small, something that you're kind of working on that may not be, you know, that big of a deal. And the reason why I want you to do that is just because, you know, just to test it out, to try it and see if you like it. You may not like it. And hey, that's fine. You don't have to agree with everything I say. But pick something small and think about it. Now, just enjoy doing that thing. For me, I enjoy writing. I do. I love writing. I have a website. I usually put the link here in the show notes. And I enjoy writing. And I also enjoy reading. So I've started doing weekly. And once a week, I'll do a book review on my website of a book that I've just read. I try to stick to nonfiction because fiction preferences are so varied and so vast. And my preference may not be what you like, but nonfiction, I feel like it's a book that usually can challenge us, get us to think, and I like that. And so I'm doing a nonfiction book review a week. So I like writing, I like reading, so I just combine those two. And so for me, finishing the blog post wasn't where the fun was. I had the fun in just revisiting the book I had just read and writing about it. So that's a small example of what I mean by the process. I did finish, and I finished because I enjoy it. And so I think what you'll find is as you start to do this, as you start focusing on the process and the moment that you're in, you'll start noticing yourself finishing and completing more tasks because you're doing stuff that you enjoy, and you start to see the fun and the enjoyment in just being and just doing things. For my kids, you know, we work on their homework. Obviously, we're trying to finish, but I want them to just enjoy learning. I want them to just enjoy that moment. And so this may sound like something I always do that. I always enjoy things. But I think where you'll see this the most is when you're doing something that you may not necessarily, it may not be the most fun thing you've done, that you'll see, you know what? I have to finish this because this is my job, or I have to finish this because it's my kid's homework, or it's my homework if you're in school. But at the same time, I think if you can just sit down and go, you know what? I'm going to just enjoy doing this. I'm just going to enjoy doing it and try to find something in there that you can enjoy. It may not be everything, and that's fine. Again, I'm not saying that everything is easy and smooth and just enjoy it. What I'm saying is just to really focus on the actual doing. And so here in just a second, I'm going to give you maybe a couple tips that have helped me in that and see if it helps you. So do two things for me this week. When you're in the middle of this task, this thing that you're doing, where I'm talking about trying to help you enjoy the process, think about why you're doing it. And just think about why you're doing it. And I, a lot of times I don't think we do that. A lot of times I don't think we really process and think through why we're doing things. And here's what I mean by that. For me, one thing I do not enjoy, honestly, is cleaning the kitchen. I don't enjoy that. But here's the other thing. I enjoy my family and I love my wife and I love having meals together. So for in order for us to do that, the kitchen has to be clean, either after the meal's cooked or before the meal's cooked. Obviously, you're not going to leave dirty dishes in the sink for weeks at a time. So for me to enjoy the process of cleaning the kitchen, I've had to kind of take it to another level and just saying, you know what, I love my family, therefore I'm going to clean the kitchen. So that's what I mean by why. And it may not be that dramatic, it may not be that big of a deal, but hopefully in thinking about why you're doing something, it'll help you to understand and appreciate more why you're doing it. So the second thing I want you to do, besides thinking about why you're doing something, is to just think through a few things you can do to make it more enjoyable. And I know that may sound hokey, but think through, hey, okay, so I'm doing this task. I want to make it more enjoyable. What can I do to add to that? For me, writing is more enjoyable when I'm sitting down somewhere and there's either music playing or there's noise around. I just need noise when I write. For you, it may be I need quiet space. So for you to make your writing more enjoyable, maybe you need to go to a quieter space, maybe a library, maybe a room in your house, that kind of thing. So that's an example for me of how I make my writing more enjoyable. Now, maybe cleaning the kitchen for you is not enjoyable, just like it is for me. I turn on some music that makes it more enjoyable. I'm just really trying to get you to think through ways. There's ways that we can enjoy and make these things more fun and more accessible and more easy to do. Now, if this is something, a task that you love and that you love it, and you've already got your why on why you're doing it and you already enjoy it, take that to the next level and say, what can I add to this to make it even better? Because when you're in that moment and you love it, you can't stop. You know what I mean? Time, that whole time kind of stands still kind of thing. Or, you know, time moves by really fast because you just had so much fun doing it. So anyway, in all of this, all I'm trying to get you to do is just to think about it, to process it, and to really kind of understand why you're doing what you're doing and to enjoy it. That's the big point of all this, is just enjoy that process. Because a lot of times I feel like we've missed a lot of what we're doing because we're just focused on finishing. And I don't want us to do that, because there's a lot of stuff in that doing that can teach a lot of life lessons, and it's just fun and it's just enjoyable. So I hope this helps. Please, if you're enjoying this podcast, support us. There's a link in the show notes to support the show, and just let us keep doing what we're doing here in the next few weeks. I'm going to do a lot more maybe stories and kind of, you know, episodes that kind of build off each other. But yeah, hope you're enjoying this, and we'll talk soon.